Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome in to Final Pitch News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake talking Twins for the next 30 minutes, and yes, again, a frustrating loss by the Twins at Target Field to the New York Mets, 5-1. Your reaction, your thoughts via text, via phone call, 651-461-9226. That number again is 651-461-9226. And I just got to start with the obvious point that we all see, and the one that just has me just scratching my head and racking my brain, is I just don't understand how we are as offensively challenged as we are at this moment. Rocco didn't have any answers. I don't have any answers. I'm blown away at the lack of offense from the Minnesota Twins. Now, before anybody calls in, before anybody texts, I know that some of you will say, well, hold on, Lake. They showed signs of lacking offense last year, too, when things went south. And yes, we saw some signs. But there were some reasons why we saw that, though, last year, right? Was because there were some guys that were out of the lineup, some guys that were injured, and we just felt like we had a lot of bad luck, a lot of bad breaks. I cannot sit here and say that to you guys in this specific moment. Yeah, it'd be nice to have Royce Lewis out there. But that's not the reality of the situation. He'll get back with this squad when he's fully healthy. Right now, with the guys that are in the lineup, we should not be this bad. To see Julian go 0-for-4, to see Buxton go 0-for-4, to see Castro go 0-for-4, to see Carlos Correa go 0-for-4, there's just way too many 0-fors. We had 3 hits tonight. So I'm not going to even paint the picture that I know why this offense is so bad to start the year, because I don't. I'm not going to lie to you and say that I do. I'm watching it the same way that you guys are watching it. But it is beyond frustrating. And I know that there are a lot of Twins fans that are ready to check out. Don't check out. We're 17 games in. It's way too early to go ahead and check out on Twins baseball. So let me say that from the start. I'm not that guy. We preach sample size. The sample size is way too small. Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame broadcaster from the Kansas City Royals, he has always stated and continues to state that you do not go out and make an assessment about what a team is until you get into the month of June. When you get into mid-June, you know what the team is for the most part at that point. Now, I know that it doesn't look good right now, but what would this team look like if they put together a good week, right? Let's say that you run off 4 or 5 games in a row. Then I think that your thinking and everything surrounding Twins baseball is altered and has changed. But until they do that, until they actually put that week together, I mean, would you still just scratching our heads about this? The offense has to get on track. There have been too many nights where the pitching's been good enough. Because what do you want with pitching? You'd love to have the aces go out there, the dominant performances from bullpens, all of the stuff that you want with your pitching. You're not going to always get that. But what do you want, though, beyond those things? You want your pitchers to give you an opportunity to win. Joe Ryan did that tonight. Now, the bullpen didn't do him any favors with the errors. We'll get to that in a minute. But I got faith in Joe Ryan. When Joe Ryan goes out there, I think you're always going to have a chance to win a baseball game. Officially for the night, and this was not Joe's best outing, but he went 5, gave up 3 hits, 1 earned run, walked a couple of batters. I think it was the first walk batters of the year for Joe Ryan. 8 strikeouts on 101 pitches. He was out there grinding. Didn't have a ton of mistakes. He threw a ton of pitches, but he wasn't giving up a whole bunch of hits and a bunch of runs. He did enough to give the team an opportunity to win. But the offense didn't do enough. And to further that point, when Joe Ryan left the ball game, we should get to a point in the game that was a massive missed opportunity for the Twins. And I think that you all know what missed opportunity that was. That was in the bottom of the 5th. Trevor Larnach walked. Ty France got hit by a pitch. So now you got runners on 1st and 2nd with nobody out. Brooks Lee, he walked. So now you've got bases loaded with nobody out. You have to get runners home. And I'm not talking about one. I'm talking about multiple runs. CV hit that sacrifice to left. Larnach scored. That was all they got. Because after that, Edward Julian, he grounded into a fielder's choice. And then Byron Buxton struck out swinging. That was it. So instead of having a massive inning where you're scoring 2 and 3 runs because you got bases loaded with nobody out, you get 1 run. And that was the only run you got all night. So, look, I'm going to do the majority of the talking. Christopher Tubbs, a little bit under the weather. We're in 2 different places right now. He's got – you should let the people hear what you sound like, or do you not?
No, they don't have to. They don't have to hear me.
You're sounding like Barry White.
Hey.
We got Barry White. Henry liking Barry White on Final Pitch tonight.
Hey, baby, you know, this is all about not scoring runs tonight if you're the Minnesota Twins. You know, your bases loaded, bottom of the 5th, and you score 1 run. The whole idea of getting these runs across, Henry, it's not to tie the game and extend it with a chance to take the lead some other time. I will say this, you're absolutely right. Bases loaded with nobody out, and yet the only thing you can do is get a sacrifice fly from Christian Vasquez.
That's when, not winning baseball, yep.
No, when you are as offensively challenged as the Minnesota Twins are right now, and you have maybe 1 or 2 good arms in that bullpen that you can count on. And Joe Ryan, yeah, he threw 101 pitches in 5 innings, which is the opposite of what we saw in the last outing that he had. You're not going to have very many chances to win games, and you need to put up a big number, and they just didn't do it.
When you have bases loaded and nobody out, you got to make it hurt.
Yes.
Make it hurt.
Make it hurt like my throat.
Man, it just, so that bugged me. And then the other thing that I will bring up before we head to our first break is I don't know what's in the water. And what I mean by what's in the water is our pitchers just with terrible throws to first base. I don't know what's going on. Justin Topa tonight, I tweeted a picture. I was sitting next to John Bonas. And we're in the press box. And when Topa grabbed the ball and flung it to first, it just, the moment that he threw it, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. And John was like, what the? And he said the H word. It just, in that moment, I was like, I just can't believe that the errors are just snowballing to, you know, like this. And then I think it was like, what was it, an inning or so later with Alcala in his bad throw? I just, you can't make it up right now. Everything that can go wrong for the Twins has been going wrong for them. And this is where you really, I think that the fans get super in their feelings. Because you got guys like Jose Miranda and the blunder he had on the base pass. You see that tonight. We've seen previous errors last week in Kansas City. So I just feel like right now, what is it? When it rains, it pours. And right now it's doing that for the Minnesota Twins. But I'd love to get your reaction. 651-461-9226. Whoever you are, wherever you are, if you're a Twins fan, I want to hear from you. 5-1, that was a score. We're on the bad side of that score. But nonetheless, 5-12. Tomorrow back at it with Bailey Ober on the mound. This is Final Pitch. We'll take your phone calls and texts right here on The Good Neighbor. All right, 5-1 was the score tonight at Target Field. The New York Mets defeat the Minnesota Twins. Welcome back into Final Pitch, News Talk 830-WCCO. The phone number, if you'd like to react, call in. Text in 651-461-9226. We'll get to who cooked tonight. Before we do that, Alex, line one, he wants to check in and talk some Twins. What's up, Alex?
Henry Lake, how are you?
I'm good, man. It's been a while. How you doing, brother?
It has been, and that's, you know, I was talking to Chris ahead of jumping on the air with you here, and
The last time that I talked to you on Twins Final Pitch was when my dad and I were in Arlington, Texas. The Twins won the first three of the games against the Rangers, and then were terrible the rest of the year. And so I figured, when better than to call in and reverse the streak right now? This is where the Twins get on the winning path. The curse is over, Henry. The curse
All right.
is over.
So you believe that the curse started with you and you are taking full responsibility for the swoon last year?
Well, Henry, I tell you what, the game last year on Sunday in Arlington and then the two games that followed in San Diego, Twins losses. Then the first three games, my dad and I were down in St. Louis for the opening series against the Cardinals. They lost all three. I was there with my sister tonight at Target Field. They have lost that game as well. I'm taking full and complete responsibility for the Twins losing those games. The streak starts tonight. Our 1-0 days begin tomorrow.
Okay. All right. We'll take it. And thanks for the phone call from Alex. I love that. See, Alex is a team player. Alex is going to take ownership. And right now, what do we have an issue with right now in the world? We have an issue with people taking accountability.
He owned it.
He's owned it. So Alex says, as a Twins fan, that I am going to take accountability for being the jinx. He even said his dad was in on the jinx. Well, it was him and his dad, so I guess they both got to, you know, take on for the team. Anyway.
Wow. You see, it's one thing to take accountability. It's another thing to throw your dad under the bus.
Yeah, I would say don't blame Pops. I would say, well, but I mean, Alex is just, he wants a do-over for his entire family. Like, I mean, seriously.
Don't we all want to do over for our families?
Yeah, exactly. Right? You know, you don't want, you know, no smut on your name, man. You gotta go ahead and take one for all of, the Twins fans out there. But yes, I appreciate that, Alex. Alex, we'll see how things play out tomorrow. If indeed the Twins do win tomorrow, I'm gonna feel real good about you tomorrow night. And hopefully that'll be the case. Cause look, guys. There is no way that I could sit here and talk to you guys on the radio and act as though I'm not in a small way invested. Of course I want to see this team do well. Of course I want to see this team perform at a high level. Of course, I want this team to go as far as they can go. You know why? Because I'm a Minnesotan. I grew up a Twins fan. So, yeah, look, I get it. You know, when you're media, you know, you don't cheer in the press box, even though Sid did. But the bottom line is, you know, you want to see people do well, especially just being from here. Yes, when I go to a Timberwolves game, I don't cheer. Deep down inside, yeah, I want Ant to score 50 and us win the game, right? I want to see Matt Wallner hit dingers, right? And Joe Ryan pitch perfect games. Like, of course, that's what I want. Right now, we're far from that. Speaking of which, before we go any further, we do need to get to who cooked tonight. And we actually have two individuals up for who cooked tonight.
Who fired up the bats? Who served up gas on the mound?
Strike three, you're out.
Let's dish it out piping hot as we talk about who cooked tonight. Presented by Chef IQ Sense on News Talk 830 WCCO.
All right, it's time to find out who cooked tonight. In a situation like this where there's so much negativity surrounding the team, I'm going to offer up two players for tonight. The first is Matt Wallner, because I do believe of the guys offensively that are going out there each and every day. Matt Wallner, I'm not saying that he's trying harder than everybody else, like other guys are just slacking off and they're not trying. But Matt Wallner's having at least a little bit of success. And tonight, the Twins only had three hits. He had two of them, including a triple.
The 0-1 is hit well into the right field corner. This one's going to stay fair. That should be extra bases. It's down into the coffin corner. Tough for Soto to pick it out. Wally takes the turn. Wally's headed for third. Matt Wallner is in with his second triple of the year. A two-out triple for Matt Wallner.
Way to go, Matt Wallner. So I appreciate Matt Wallner. Matt Wallner, 2-for-3 tonight. A couple of hits, including that triple you just heard. He's definitely somebody who cooked tonight. Also, look, Joe Ryan. Joe Ryan is one of our stud pitchers, one of the few, and I believe he cooked tonight.
Man, the two-strike pitch swung on and missed. Third time's a charm. They went back to that sweeper, and Joe Ryan strikes out the side.
All right, Joe Ryan tonight, 5 innings pitched, 3 hits given up, 1 earned run, couple of walks, 8 strikeouts on 101 pitches. 101 pitches. So, Joe Ryan, definitely with Matt Wallner, I believe they are the ones who cooked tonight. And that's who cooked tonight, brought to you by Chef IQ Sense. Cook like the pros with the product that eliminates guesswork. Chef IQ Sense at chefiq.com. All right, quickly here from the text line, from the 763. I consider Carlos Correa and Byron Buxton two below average baseball players for the money they are making and contributing no offense. The Twins would be smart to trade both players so they could get someone in return. That one from Jerry. Well, that tells you how emotional we're getting right now. We're 17 games into the season, and I've gotten the first trade Correa, trade Buxton text. And I'm not ready to go there. I'm not ready to go there. We preach sample size. We'll continue to preach it. It's 17 games in. I'm not talking about trading away Correa and Buxton. And Buxton's got 3 home runs already. So, and I'm not saying that he's performing at a high level. We know that he's not, okay? But nobody is right now, essentially. All right, 651-461-9226. Let's take another break. Come back. I mean, are there really any highlights to play? Let's just be honest. We don't need to really get to any highlights. Or maybe Twin fans would call them lowlights right now. Maybe some reaction from the post game, from the locker room, from Rocco or something like that. But it's been bad. It's a rough start. It's 5-12. Season's not over. But man, we got to get in a better space. 651-461-9226. This is Final Pitch.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we're going to wrap up Final Pitch, News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins lose to the New York Mets 5-1. Let's get to the highlights and some of the post-game reaction from the manager, Rocco Baldelli. And let me address this too. Guys, I'm seeing your messages and text. I get it. You're upset with Rocco right now. I'm sure that Rocco's trying to do a good job. Do you think that Rocco feels like he's somewhat on the hot seat? He probably feels some pressure. So trust me, I believe that I don't think that Rocco's sitting in the dugout there and he thinks that his job is 100% safe. He knows he's got a lot to manage for. All right, let's get to the highlights. In the top of the third, and this isn't a highlight, but we will just go ahead and note this because it was the first run of the game. Pete Alonso, the big bat, RBI single. The Mets did lead 1-0 at that specific point, but then in the bottom of the fifth, we got the sac fly from Christian Vasquez that tied the game at 1 when we had bases loaded and nobody out.
Lindor and Acuna deep up the middle, off the line at first, behind the runner. The pitch is swung on and hit in the air. Left field drives Nimmo back. He'll make the catch. Larnick will tag. Larnick comes home as the throw goes to third, and we're all tied at 1 on a Christian Vasquez sacrifice fly here in the fifth.
Yeah, should have been able to have a massive inning. You only get one run out of it. And that's just not good enough. Because right there after that, in the top of the sixth, the Mets come right back at you with an RBI double to go ahead and recapture the lead.
This ball hit in the air, right center field. That's going to find some green. And we're going to watch Pete Alonso run. The Polar Bears around second, headed for third. They're going to wave him home. Wallner hits Castro with a cut. And then Castro throws the ball to second base and hits Vientos in the back. Alonso scores to make it 2-1, and that's not even the strangest part of the play. Willie Castro took the relay, and instead of turning and firing home, he turned and threw the ball towards second base, but nobody was at second base, and it bounced, and it hit the runner in the back.
Yeah, Vientos got hit in the back. That was kind of funny. We were giggling up in the press box when that happened. But then after that, you know, Justin Topa could have got out of the inning with no more damage if he just scoops up the ball, doesn't rush it as much. And I get it. When you got guys running and they're hustling to try to get the first, you feel a little bit rushed, but you got to make a nice, solid play. He didn't do that. It was an error. He threw high. Error throw. Mets, at that point, lead 3-1. Then in the top of the seventh, you've got Jorge Alcala in. He ends up throwing a ball away. Runner advances to second base, and then Juan Soto, he goes yard.
Such a gifted player, and he skies this one in the air to right center field. It's up there a long time. Byron chasing it, base of the wall, and that one's not going to come back. That's a home run for Juan Soto. That ball was in the air for a week. Two-run shot for Soto, and the Mets blow it open. They lead 5-1 in the seventh.
And that's where it ended, 5-1. Let's hear from Rocco Baldelli. He's saying that, you know, to his guys, they cannot let the frustration get to them.
The hitters want results, and our hitting coaches do a great job, and they have these guys lined up and prepared. So it's not about whether or not it's frustrating. It's whether you let that frustration affect you going forward or not. And we can't allow that to happen. We have to continue to work. You don't win with frustration. That's the only thing that can actually stop you from reaching your potential and finding yourself as a hitter.
Then Rocco would talk about, look, bottom line is there's no way to really kind of sugarcoat it or, you know, get around looking at this. There's nothing really clever to say about them losing this game.
On either side of the ball, I don't have anything overly clever or any good way to describe it. It was a challenging game on both ends.
And then last but not least, he was pleased, as I was too. I agree with him, with Joe Ryan's outing.
Yeah, it was another very solid outing from Joe. And Joe might, you know, I talked to Joe after his outing. You know, he'll tend to focus on the things he wish he did better. You know, coming in, he hadn't walked one hitter. So the two that he walked today were on his mind a little bit. But overall, he pitched good. He kept them right there, you know, limited really everything. Despite he did have to throw some pitches. He did have to fight through some at-bats, but he fought and won most of those at-bats. So I was very pleased with what we saw from Joe.
All right, everybody, get a good night's sleep. We're going to flush this bad loss, get this bad taste out of our mouth, especially after such a great game on Sunday. Bailey Ober is on the mound tomorrow, 6:40 first pitch. We'll talk to you after the game on Final Pitch.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.